Today's show is brought to you by Panty Warehouse, the best place to get your panties in a bunch.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Hello and welcome.
Today is National Brother and Sister Day.
It is National Siblings Day.
You're my brother.
You're my brother.
You're my sister.
Are you siblings?
My siblings. I have siblings.
We're siblings.
We're the siblings.
Celebrate Sibling Day.
One big happy family.
One big happy family.
You can make a whole day of it.
It's showtime.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How the heck does that even work? I don't know, but, I'll try and explain it. I'm going to explain it, Lucy. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. And you can listen to that on radio434.com. You can listen to that on your Alexa device when you enable the skill. You'll be able to listen to it on our new app that is dropping in just a few days. And you can also watch the show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA. And so then we take all those show segments and we repack them at the end of the show into a full-length podcast. And then the podcast drops usually around noon or so. I still have to finish the post-production on yesterday's podcast, so my apologies. We did not get that up yesterday, but I will get yesterday and today's episodes up. Just had a lot to do, and yes, I did get my hair cut. Okay, here, let me go full screen with me. I did get my hair cut. Okay, I'll show you a different view here. Extra camera, different camera. Go to that camera. All right, so here, yeah. As you can tell, the length is shorter. All right. And I basically chickened out, okay? I said I chickened out.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I got in the barber chair, I went and I saw Ronnie, and it was really, really cool. I got in the barber chair, and Ronnie's like, okay, you ready to do this? I'm gonna buzz the sides, I'm gonna cut everything off the back, and I went, and he got the clippers out, and I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? He pointed out something to me. My hair had been growing for 3 years. Okay, I thought it was just two, but it had taken me 3 years to grow out my hair like this, and it's good hair. Okay, and I was like, yeah, I just can't go back to having the back and the sides shaved. I can't go back to not having longer hair, but you got to do something because this is driving me nuts, and it's going to be summertime. And he goes, look, you know, I'll you know, I'll lighten it up. I'll do this and I'll do that, and I'll cut, you know, about 2-3 inches off the bottom, and we'll trim it up, and we'll trim up the beard, and it'll look great. And it does. I am extremely satisfied with the not so new look. It's not a new look. It's basically taking a year off of my hair, which is essentially what it did. Here was the picture. I'm looking for it right now. Here was the picture that just kind of inspired me to scroll. No, it's pictures of my pictures, not pictures of me. My pictures. Okay, I'm still looking. There we go. All right, so there. That is, if you look at the Mike Show VA, that is the picture from last year, last July, that inspired me to just keep the length, just, you know, make it a little bit shorter. So there you go. Richard Branson, yeah. So I did not do the James Bond. I did the Richard Branson. That's his name? Richard Branson? Yeah, Richard Branson. He's British, you know. Anyway, I said he's British, you know.
Hello!
Yes, he is. Yeah, so I went with that look instead. Okay, get over it. I know I said I was getting a full haircut, but I changed my mind. I'm allowed. It's my hair. Okay, coming up on today's program, it is the Finally Friday edition show. That means we should have we have Darius joining us, either Darius or we have Sarah joining us from the Lynchburg Community Market. They should be in. The Hillcats should be here. I haven't received word that they might not be, but the Hillcats should also join us on today's program. They were in the middle of a 2-week homestand, and we're going to find out how that went. Upcoming events and things and stuff that you could do at the ballpark. So let's see what else. Oh yeah, of course we've got your 5 random facts. We've got your stupid criminals. But we're gonna get even smarter with nerd news. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid. You know. And then the only thing harder than naming your child is revealing the name to the kid's grandparents. They will definitely have an opinion. So we're going to talk about that. Top baby names that are hated by grandparents. And our top list. Top other things grandpa would do with your baby besides rename it. Okay? Good Lord. Oh, don't say that. That's sick. No. Top other things grandpa would do with the baby besides rename it. All right, that's all on the way. It's just old people stuff coming up. That and so much more. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now, summertime tips from the elderly.
It's important during the summer to keep regular and hydrated, which is why I always put some Fiber One in my Jack Daniels.
That was a summertime tip from the elderly.
Very important. All right, you can learn a lot from the elderly. Grandparents in general. And in a new survey, 69% of grandparents think that it's fine for grandparents to give their opinion on their grandchild's name. 38% of parents say it's none of their business. 31% of grandparents also agree with that. 15% of parents admit that one of their child's grandparents on their side or an in-law dislikes their grandchild's name. Many grandparents get over their initial opinion. Only 4% of grandparents say that there's a child's name that they just can't accept, even over time. All right. Well, let's see. 28% of grandparents say their main objection would be if the name was ugly. Okay. 17% don't want it to be too weird. Other common complaints from the elderly include they don't want it to be an old-fashioned name like them. They get annoyed if it's a family name. If it's related to the other... Oh, a family name related to the other grandparents. Okay. They don't like it if it reminds them of someone they don't like or they don't like the spelling. So, how do you know if a grandparent doesn't like the name? Well, they're going to be pretty upfront. 8% of grandparents admit, only 8% admit that they have pretended to love the name when they didn't like it at all. 9% say they simply said what? And 4% say they just remained completely silent. There's also a random list of the top names hated by grandparents. And here they are. Aurora, Charlotte, Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H, Finn, Jack, Lindsay, Noah, Sally, and where's the thing? Where's the other thing? Where's my button bar? It disappeared. And Tabitha. Okay. So that brings us to our top list. According to a new survey that we just gave you, there's a good chance Grandpa hates your baby's name, but don't offer to let him come up with a new one, or else he might ask permission for anything else on today's list. Top other things Grandpa would do with your baby, besides rename it. All right, here we go. Number one, teach it fun names for people of other races. Top other things Grandpa would do with your baby, besides rename it. Give it a paper route. Tell it about when Grandma was a looker. I thought it said hooker. top other things Grandpa would do with your baby besides rename it. Take it to get a forearm tattoo of an anchor. Put it to sleep with a shot of bourbon. Top other things Grandpa would do with your baby besides rename it. Make it play with tin soldiers. Tell it stories about the woman who gave him the clap during Nam. Top other things Grandpa would do with your baby besides rename it. Drive around with it, crawling on the floorboard of the car. I said the car.
Automobile.
Yeah. top other things Grandpa would do with your baby besides rename it. Four words. Goodbye, SpongeBob. Hello, Sean Hannity. It's the Mike Show. Coming up. We got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National No Pants Day, which is why Monday is National Meet with HR About Inappropriate Behavior at Work Day. For the seventh straight season, CBS was the number one network for total viewers. On Social Security. On her new album, Barbara Streisand will duet with Mariah Carey, Paul McCartney, and Bob Dylan. The listening party will take place at 4 p.m. at Denny's. Bill Belichick is defending his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson.
I'm not talking about this.
No?
No.
Moving on. And a 115-year-old British woman was named the world's oldest person, but she declined the honor. She says the title is jinxed. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And there she is. We're taking a look at the river. Tower cam position number 4. River running a little bit higher. We had a little bit of rain this morning. Beautiful, beautiful. It's going to be another warm one today. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right. So what the? Oh, yeah, I've got a story here. Let's see. Oh, somebody asked the interwebs, what improved your quality of life so much that you wish that you did it sooner? And we have some of the more popular responses. I'm going to say, I actually wish that I would have tried chiropractics a little bit sooner, maybe a lot sooner, because I had sciatica really, really bad, running down, it affected my lower back. It affected my entire right leg, to the point where I had just this constant pain, literally,
in the buttocks.
Yeah. That whole region. I had one side of my leg was just numb. I couldn't even feel it. And my all the way up into my forehead, and the top of my head, it just hurt. I had this pain under my chin too. And it was all from the sciatica. And I went and saw Dr. Rick Jaminet at Timberlake Chiropractic, and I'm going to be honest with you. I had never been to a chiropractor before. Obviously, you know, it wasn't skeptical, but I was concerned that it was going to work. And I was worried, you know, about being adjusted. I was a little concerned about that, especially having my neck adjusted. But Dr. Rick Jaminet did such an incredible job, and within 2 weeks, and your results may vary, but literally within 2 weeks, the sciatica was completely gone. Yep. You got a choir of angels there for you, Rick. So, if you are struggling With back pain, neck pain, leg pain, sciatica, anything like that, go and see Dr. Rick Jaminet. My friend Bill Bodine heard about just how well I'm feeling that he started going to Dr. Rick Jaminet. Okay, everybody, sign a HIPAA form. Good God, now we know where everybody's going. Sign a HIPAA form. Anyway, take two. So, yeah, I recommend Dr. Rick Jaminet, Timberlake Chiropractic. Go see the man. You will be amazed. If you want to get off painkillers, if you want to stop taking ibuprofen every single stinking day, if you want to stop being in pain, go see this dude. I'm telling you, I feel incredible. All right, so getting back to, somebody asked the interwebs, what improved your quality of life so much you wished you did it sooner? Here are the most popular answers. Let's do it from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. Somebody said playing Pokemon Go got me out of the house, got me walking around, gave me a community of people to talk with and share experiences with, gave me tasks and goals for my future. Gotta catch them all. Giving up on folding your underwear. What about fitted sheets? Those can never be folded. It's just roll them up in a ball and toss them in the closet. Buy an automatic nasal rinse kit. Has anybody ever tried this? I don't know what that is. Getting a bidet. They got a bidet during COVID. starting a band. Well, at least it's hanging out with friends regularly. Somebody said, when my kid comes home from school, I put my phone in a drawer and I don't touch it again until he's asleep. That is incredible. I could not do that because I do so much freaking work on my phone and I'm constantly getting bombarded. But maybe that's the key to it. Maybe I just need to say, you know what? My phone is going to be in a drawer. If you need me, if it's an emergency, call me. Don't text me because I'm not going to have the notifications on for text. I don't know. It's probably never going to work. Deleting social media. Again, that's never going to work for me. Or at least moving it off your phone to a secondary device so it's something you can escape from and be more intentional about. Yeah. Walking every day, not waking every day. I would hope you'd wake every day. Walking every day. Better sleep, better mood, more energy. I probably should get back to walking every day. Learning that it's okay to say, I don't know, instead of pretending to know what someone is talking about. People are excited to share what they know, so it's a simple thing that can lead to a lot of professional and social growth. Quitting a toxic job. Yeah. Moving out of your hometown. Interesting. I mean, this is now my hometown, and I love it. But no, I do not feel the same way about where I was born and raised. Buying blackout curtains. According to this person, it can be a life-changing experience. Understanding that working with someone smarter than you is a privilege and an opportunity to learn and hone your own skills, not a threat. I have had many, many mentors. I've had one in particular who was just a tremendous mentor, and I really, really appreciated spending as much time as I could learning from this man. Replacing a cheap office chair with something that actually offers lumbar support, like this one. And then, number one on the list, people ask the internet, what improved your quality of life so much you wished you did it sooner? And the number one response, giving your eyes breaks. If you spend a lot of time looking at screens, rest your eyes every 30 minutes and focus on something 20 feet away. It helps with eye strain, according to this, which can cause headaches, tiredness, even depression. Huh, interesting. All right, coming up. We are going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe. I don't know what people say. All right, here we go. Number one. In 150 races, there have been three fillies, or female horses, to win the Kentucky Derby. Regret in 1915, Genuine Risk in 1980, and Winning Colors in 1988. The last time a filly raced was 2010, and no fillies will take part in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. Number two. King Olaf V of Norway competed in the Olympics, not just because he could, but because he was actually really good at sailing. He won a gold medal at the 1928 Olympics in Amsterdam. Number three, the exclamation point didn't become a standard key on the keyboard until 1970. Before that, you had to type a period and then backspace, and then go back and stick an apostrophe above it. Number four. Even though it was just a novelty song, Because I Got High by Aframan was nominated for the Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance in 2002. It lost to Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On. And number five. Congress passed a law in 1866 that no living person could appear on currency. Why? Why'd they do that? Well, it was after an official at the U.S. Treasury snuck himself onto a 5-cent bill. They had an actual 5-cent bill. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Community Market. Check them out tomorrow. We're hoping to have Darius on in just a little bit. But we're actually running ahead of schedule on this show, believe it or not. Or maybe we're just right on time. I'm not sure. But this is 2 weeks in a row. I'm really, really proud of myself. Anyway, Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. They've got their Saturday Farmers Market. You can check out the Crafters Gallery. All kinds of permanent shops inside as well. Plus veggies, fruits, all kinds of flowers. This is a great, great time when all the produce and everything is changing up for the spring and summer months. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located, as I mentioned, on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Get down there. Also, it is International Festival, and you can check that out tomorrow as well in downtown Lynchburg. All right. We hope to hope to talk with Darius in just a few. Visit them at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. All right, coming up, we are going to get with Dallas from your Lynchburg Hillcats. We're going to talk a little bit of baseball on the way. Plus, we've got your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Dallas is joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. I love the collection of hats you got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have way more at home. it's crazy because I wear a hat pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And I have probably, I don't know, 60, but I wear like the same three or four. One of my clients just came back from Michigan.
Okay.
He had a couple of the minor league teams up there and brought me a hat back from each of them.
Oh, dude, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guy.
So how are the Lynchburg Hillcats doing? You guys had a 2-week homestand, a lot of work for you.
Yeah. We're coming to the end of the 2-weeker. So game today, game tomorrow, game Sunday, and then we're good for another week. But actually incredible. We're 2 games back right now.
Oh, wow.
So I believe we're 15-9.
Okay.
And 2 nights ago, it was crazy. We had this, 18-year-old kid, which is crazy to believe that there's an 18-year-old kid that's playing professional baseball, but he hit a home run over a left field wall. Exit velocity was 110.
Holy moly.
Which is insane.
That thing had a rocket on it.
Yep. And then right before that, we had one of our guys that hit a grand slam, which probably would have landed in the cemetery, but instead it hit our video board at the very top and fell down.
My Lord.
Yeah, but it was cool to see. I mean, I don't remember, many – we don't ever have a ton of home runs, right? Like,
yeah.
these guys are base hitters. But this year we have – a great team, just to be able to see, a grand slam and stuff like that. Like that's what people want to see. That's what brings people in.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very, very special moment when that happens, and to see it on any kind of a regular basis is going to be fantastic, and it's going to be a fan draw. Get out. You obviously still have some tickets left, for this weekend.
Yep.
Let's talk about the promotions that you have going on.
Yep. Tonight we have it's mental health night. I think we have like 6 tables that are going to be there, kind of just, giving out resources, talking with people. And then we're doing a strikeout fentanyl promotion.
Okay.
We're also giving out stress balls. These little, we started using like the heart with the 434 in it. Baseball heart.
Nice.
Obviously for like Virginia being for lovers and all that good stuff. So we're giving out 1,200 of the stress balls. Tomorrow, since we don't have a game on Cinco de Mayo, tomorrow's our Cinco de Mayo celebration. So it's gonna be pretty big. We're gonna have some drink specials, fireworks, of course. It's cool. If you haven't seen yet, like, we started this year doing the fireworks on the field.
Okay.
And, you know, granted, the pickup is awful, but just to see them, it's cool to see them set it up, you know, because before they were just doing it out of sight.
Sure.
It's cool to see him set it up. You know, the guy comes in the press box and it's like he's arming a bomb. You know, he opens up the laptop. He's like, all right, we're hot. Music starts and the fireworks actually go with the music.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So it's super cool. But yeah, so we have that going on tomorrow. We're going to have a parade, and then pregame parade for like our reading club.
Okay.
And then Sunday we have just another kids club Sunday. Warm weather, and we're giving away a pillowcase, which I can't remember us ever doing something like that. But they're pretty sweet. It's like baseball stitching. It has like the the kid softball.
Oh, cool!
Yeah,
very, very neat, folks. You can learn more if you go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. You can get your tickets. You can purchase your tickets online or go to the box office. There is not a bad seat in the house. I mean, it is just a beautiful ballpark. So get your tickets. Get out there. Get your tickets. Dallas, thank you so much. We look forward to talking with you, keeping up with the progress of our hometown team, the Lynchburg Hillcats. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dallas. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with nerd news. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for nerd news. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown of what you may have missed. Okay, check this out. coming soon to Moore and Giles. No, I'm just kidding. T-Rex leather. How in the heck? Well, in fashion news, purses made of Tyrannosaurus Rex leather could be a hot new accessory soon. How are we going to get Tyrannosaurus Rex leather? Well, I'll tell you. Two biotech companies collaborated and claim they can do it using synthetic dino DNA.
Where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Have we not learned anything at all from Jurassic Park?
What a delicious task that is, yes.
Now, experts say it won't be the real thing, you think? You'd need samples of DNA from actual T-Rex skin, and there isn't any. So it's more like an edumacated guess at what dinosaur leather would look like. All right, in AI news, people now prefer legal advice from AI over actual advice from actual lawyers. A study at Cornell found AI writing tools are making the whole world sound American. The prompts it comes up with just tend to be more tailored towards Americans than people in other countries. In animal news.
Nice beaver.
No.
Thank you.
No, sea lions.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
A sea lion at a marine center in California is better at keeping a beat than most humans. Interesting. A study, just totally separate, and a study found dogs and cats have similarly shaped skulls. And we're the ones that did it.
Nice beaver.
Sorry.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
We have bred them to have more baby-like features, so they're cuter. Big eyes, round heads, short snouts. In space news, astronauts Nicole Ayers and Anne McClain completed a spacewalk yesterday. It's just the fifth all-female spacewalk in history. Why am I struggling? Just the fifth all-female spacewalk in history. In education news, a study found kids learn to read and write better if they do it the old-fashioned way. Handwriting is better than using a keyboard for learning. Imagine that. In news, your conspiracy theorist hate... take two. In news, your conspiracy theorist friend will hate. A study found we could use commercial planes to spray chemicals into the atmosphere to help with climate change. So actual chemtrails. And in beach season news... should we start putting LEDs on bathing suits? Well, a study found it could drastically lower the risk of being attacked by a great white shark. There you go. That's your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, Star Wars Day, you know, May the 4th be with you. May the 4th is coming up. And you just know that they're releasing some new merchandise.
Get ready for May the 4th. To celebrate, Lucasfilm is re-releasing a limited edition Star Wars box set.
Literally, it's a box set of every version of the original Star Wars.
Featuring Star Wars. Star Wars with digitally added characters. Star Wars the director's cut. Star Wars the producer's cut. Star Wars the caterer's cut. Star Wars where Han Solo doesn't shoot first.
Star Wars where C-3PO and R2-D2 do it.
Star Wars where Luke Skywalker isn't such a whiny... And of course, Star Wars, the original Star Wars, which is technically the first Star Wars, but since George Lucas re-released it in another shameless cash grab, here it is again. The Star Wars May the 4th box set. Buy it now, because to quote Yoda,
Gallipo you are!
All right. Yes, Spaceballs the Lunchbox. Spaceballs the Bedsheets. Merchandising. All right, let's go to viral videos. This mom is horrified after learning she booked a massage at a full-service brothel.
I accidentally had a massage at a brothel. I went and just had a massage the other week after the gym. My neck was sore. Well, since then, I've found out that it is a full service. There were flags and they were red and waving. And when it was halfway through, a guy walked in and he was like, oh no, I'm going to wait for that other person. And I was like, yeah, whatever. She's actually giving me a great massage. But then she didn't change the towel or the face thing or anything when I left. She was just like, out, out, next. They were probably so confused as to what was there, saying, I've got a sore neck.
Okay. TikTok is slamming a woman named Amanda for her messy car and the fact that she travels in it with her young son. Here she is going through it, and she's a slob.
Trigger warning, it's about to get ugly.
It's time to clean the car. It's a mess. I mean, this is just not right. Here's a dinosaur. Footballs. Look at all this chocolate in here.
I know what you guys are going to say. How can you let the baby be in the car? How can you drive in the car like this? This is another thing that we've been blinded to that we are working on making a better. And yes, the baby is in the car with me while I'm doing this. It's the best way I could watch him while I got this done.
Yeah. Let's see. What is... Oh, today is No Pants Day.
Don't you hate pants?
I do. Let's go to this. No, let's skip that. What is this? Okay, one of the biggest viral terms to come out of 2024 was raw dogging on flights. Now there's a sequel, barebacking on a train or subway, which is commuting without tech and entertainment. No, it's not anything dirty.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right. Here is the behind the scenes or behind the screen podcast talking about it.
Barebackers, you've commuted enough times. Why are you sitting there without a phone, without a book, just looking at me, looking at what's going on?
Raw dogging.
Keep yourself to yourself. Read a book. Listen to, just do something.
Yeah, okay. All right. Somebody tried to throw away a cannonball. A Civil War era cannonball got thrown away in Michigan the other day, and the bomb squad had to be called in to make sure it wouldn't explode. Here is an employee of Kent County Public Works talking about the item.
Definitely piqued most people's interest in the office, I would say. Everyone wanted to see it. At that point, it was kind of like, yeah, okay, let's get this out of here and figure out what to do next. After our staff kind of took a look at it, did an initial examination, we decided it was best to call Grand Rapids Police Department. Once police arrived and confirmed that it was possibly explosive, that's when they evacuated the building. So it was brought outside. The bomb squad unit secured it in a bag.
Okay. All right, skip that. We're going to comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Since it is National Brothers and Sisters Day, here's comedian John Rogers on how they differ when they argue.
The really cool thing when you get married is you have to learn how to argue effectively, which I did not know how to do because I have brothers and my wife has sisters. I get brothers. Brothers argue like, you suck, you're an idiot. You want a beer? Boom, that's it. When you have sisters, and my wife has five sisters, when you have sisters, you have to be direct. You have to be honest. Apparently, you have to keep a diary so you can drag crap up after 20 years. Man, the mob doesn't hold a grudge like sisters. This was last Christmas. Last Christmas rolls around, all five sisters are there, and they're drunk. And they're just waiting for somebody to start the eight-hour fight that will be Christmas. You ever see a big family fight and you're not in the fight? It's kind of cool. You sit on the couch like you're Jacques Cousteau in the shark cage. Observe as they tear each other to pieces. But we are safe here in the cage. One of the boyfriends, it's his first year, it's my seventh. He's like, what do we do? Shut up, stay low. Keep your head down. We are safe in the cage. And then the most awful thing I've ever seen, five drunk, screaming sisters in mid-argument, I hate you, you're an idiot, you're so... He stands up in the middle of them. Hey, don't you talk to her like that. And Philippe left the cage.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly, but very, very firmly and vigorously, grab the handle and give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. You're like a crazy person. All right, we're going to get stupid to wrap up the show. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by... Which one? Which one did we do last? Here, hold on. Let me see.
Being trusted by the Lynchburg...
Okay. All right. Now I know. All right. So we're going to do Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. All right. This is just another reminder that the lottery doesn't reward the people who maybe deserve it. The karma can still take its toll. There's a 50-year-old man in Kentucky named James Farthing who just won $167.3 million in the Powerball jackpot. He was presented with the check on Monday. James is an ex-con. Nothing wrong with that. He's splitting the award with his 77-year-old mother. Maybe he's matured and is a new, changed man. Or not. On Tuesday, one day after getting his check, James was arrested after a fight broke out at an oceanfront hotel where he was staying in Florida. James had punched at least one other guy, and when the sheriff's deputy stepped in to break it up, James kicked the officer in the face. The police officer was dazed and bruised, but he'll be okay. James was later arrested for felony battery on a law enforcement officer and two misdemeanor counts. And he's even in deeper trouble because the arrest violates his parole. He's currently being held in jail. It's unclear if he'll be sent back to prison or for how long. The woman he was with is Jacqueline Fightmaster, his 42-year-old girlfriend. She was busted for causing a disturbance the same night. She was also drunk and brawling. And then there is this. This is pretty hideous. It's
in the buttocks.
No, out of the.
What a delicious task that is.
No, it's disgusting. A woman in Pennsylvania was so upset at another driver that she stopped, jumped out of her car, ran over to the other car, and and pooped on the hood.
What a delicious task that is.
No. Yet yeah, she turned back to the driver and emptied her bottom. A witness caught the defecation on video and put it online. It sounds like one person cut off the other. Words were exchanged, and then it poop-scalated from there.
You are a real pig! Oh, my God! You're a slut!
Police were called. They identified the pooper as 44-year-old Christina Solomato. She's now facing She's now facing charges of indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, and depositing waste on a highway. Did we have another one in here? Let's see. We did that one. We did that one. We did that one. We did that one. Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Now, here's a throwback. In 2019, a 12-year-old wrestler named Austin Scranton allowed a 14-year-old with cerebral palsy named Lucas Lucina to live out his dream of wrestling for the school team. And Austin didn't just go through the motions. He gave Lucas a good challenge while also making sure Lucas was in a safe position to succeed and get the pin. Here is Austin and Lucas's mom talking about the experience.
Kind of just told me a little bit about Lucas, like how he has like a feeding tube and how I need to be careful with him since I'm a little bit bigger than him.
Kids can be mean. They can be really cruel. And that's probably my biggest... What makes my heart so happy is that boys like Austin.
I wanted to help some kid that loves the same sport as me and help him to be like really happy. It proves that you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.